Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over a year ago, we introduced our listeners to an organization in our state which is working hard to address the gap in venture capital access for women, minorities, veteran, and other often underfunded entrepreneurial demographics. Today, we'll get an update on their efforts. Millicent Lan is Program Director at the Benedict College Statewide Investment Accelerator, part of the Tyrone Adam Burroughs School of Business and Entrepreneurship. Millicent, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here, Mike.
So, for our listeners who might have missed that first episode a little over a year ago, tell us about your accelerator.
We are a 12-week program that is designed to help early-stage founders across the state of South Carolina expand their economic development footprint by accelerating their business growth. 99% of it is virtual, so there's usually five early-stage founders in each cohort or class, and each week they have different business topics ranging from fundraising to marketing strategies and how to gain customers, et cetera. The other hour, they each have to pitch their business, so as if they're presenting to an actual investor or a bank or whomever they're seeking additional funding for. We have a partner, Catalyst Labs, who actually executes the accelerator, that portion. They train them on how to properly pitch and explain their business so they can hopefully get an investor to invest in it or receive some type of additional funding.
All right, so tell us what has happened since we last spoke with you, what the program has been able to accomplish so far.
We are very excited to state that we have serviced 20 early-stage founders around the state of South Carolina. We have partnered with the Wells Fargo Foundation, with Truist Bank. We also just received another grant from the Black Innovation Alliance. So we are extremely excited about our partnerships that we've been able to secure for our program, for programmatic duties, outreach, additional trainings and support for them as needed, and for outreach for the community.
Can you share with us any individual entrepreneurial success stories?
There are a couple, one of which is called, her name is Kim Smith, and she owns a program called Lauren, which is a medical platform to assist maternal health, which is, of course, a disparity in South Carolina, and help mothers with low birth weight babies and maternal fetal health throughout the, for any woman in South Carolina, but it's all on a virtual program or platform. And that's been one of, and she's been recognized in several spaces for the in the medical space, in biotechnology. She's been across, you know, in Europe, speaking engagements platforms. So she's one of our several who have really succeeded outside of the program, taking the nuggets that we imparted and just really done well in accelerating her business. Another example is the company called Tearsphere, and the platform is called My Volunteer. Easiest way for me to describe it is that they are akin to like an Eventbrite, but for nonprofit and nonprofit organizations. They actually help with a digital platform that allows patrons, whether you're an individual or an organization, to notify the public of events, sell tickets, promote it, all those things on their platform. And it's locally owned and operated. And it, like I said, it akin to like an Eventbrite. So that was another success story. He's been able to secure funding from some of our partners, like the South Carolina Research Authority, other pitch competitions. So he's done really well, and his name is Aubrey Wilson. And it's the company is called My Volunteer, T-I-E-R. And finally, we have Lauren Mills. She's the founder for College Action Program. It's a virtual platform to help students that are segueing from graduating high school into college, to help track that and create programs that students stay engaged over the summer so they can make that matriculation from high school into their first day of college seamlessly and with all of the support they need to stay involved. She's also one of the 2024 InnoVision Award winners.
Well, Millicent, thank you so much for spending time with us again today and for the update.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
Millicent Land is Program Director at the Benedict College Statewide Investment Accelerator, part of the Tyrone Adam Burroughs School of Business and Entrepreneurship. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear the show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.